I'm already gooking on my period, PMS, and my nigga fucking on me, and I'm stressing. Haters trying to knock me for the shit that I'm blessed with, period. You got a problem, hoe, address it. Real bitches to the square. I'm speaking for the boss bitches, and not you hoes that be fucking for hair. For my dog, I slide. If it's a lick, I ride. To a nigga, I lie. Sleepy hoes better wake up and get your motherfucking cake up or get smoked like a great Dutch. If you fucking for a stack, bitch, that ain't much. It's a drought round here. Pussy went up. On ear, my feelings need to sit up.
I already know.
You know what?
Yes, I know it's a city girl.
Don't ever cut me off.
It's a city girl.
You should have said that, but don't just ask, is the game over? The game's over when you guess.
Oh, it's a city girl, a song I don't give a fuck about, but a city girl.
It's tighten up. And you pussy hoes better tighten up. I'm like you. They're the reason that you made that.
I'm tight shit. Look.
You are that type of
thing. It's a city girl. They all sound the same. They all sound the same.
Don't make me bust you.
I'm not wearing it. Look, let me tell you something. You've been out here acting like a hood bitch, bitch. You must know.
I am a hood bitch.
We know. You look like a hood
bitch. Okay, and bitch.
Hey,
you got my hood hands.
Girl,
welcome to brunch. Hey guys.
We're here.
Hey fine.
Hey fine.
Fine, bitch.
Oh, that's something wrong to cough. That's the
That is the right.
And if I have Rona, today we are drinking Clorox Teenies because y'all's president said you can put Clorox in it, just UV rays or whatever the fuck you said.
So today, in our glasses, we have a nice Clorox Teeny with two parts green Fabuloso, two parts purple. Nice balance.
Yeah, you know.
Shaken hard and bruised, so we have the ice over the top with a few Brillo patch shreds over the top to give it a little
nice abrasiveness. Nice. When it goes down those lungs, it scrubs the lungs to get the coronavirus.
That's the only way to get it
out of there.
I have to scrub it with a Brillo pad. I heard that somewhere. And they're looking into it.
Yeah, because we can look into it. We can kind of look and see.
That man said, hey, y'all, so just go out to your nearest Walmarts, get you some Clorox, pull up, drink. Headshot, drink.
Clorox had to come
stand
out
up,
drink. And be like, hey, so no, don't ingest.
Don't do that. So where
our products.
Even Tide Pods came back out. They didn't even have nothing to do with
nothing.
It.
Nothing.
You remember white folks was eating those years
Which,
ago.
Which, biting them and shit on Vine.
I don't understand. First off, I almost threw up. I'm a texture person.
Biting.
So I can imagine.
Biting goo. Biting slime.
Oh my God, shut up. Like, what the fuck was y'all doing?
And it was kids.
I'm about to throw up.
Biting a damn.
Do you see them?
They're not
right
gushers.
Now?
Like back in the day, those are not gushers.
I could just imagine.
How that those like, are not candy or gushers. That is a real fucking thing.
It's like real. It's a real fucking thing. Scared the shit out of me. Like, I can't understand. I don't understand how people were like literally looking at the Tide Pod and being like, ooh, this looks appetizing. I wonder what this will make
me feel
like.
I think it's the colors. I think it's for slow kids. The colors would just wash them
in. I've always been in the colors. I didn't even like lollipops that was rainbow flavored until I was grown. So,
Anyway, if you do.
But yeah, if y'all do need a deep scale cleaning on the inside of your body, eat a Tide Pod and have a Clorox Teeny to wash it down. Courtesy of Donald John Trump.
So this whole episode is brought to you by whom? Clorox, bitch. Okay. And its second sponsor is 409. Okay.
There you go.
And I ain't talking about the area code, bitch. I ain't talking about Miami.
Get you a 409.
That's 405.
A 409 cocktail.
What'd you say, 405?
I said 409, but I said 405 is Miami. I said the.
They need 409 and 405.
They need 409 in Miami, period. They need 409 in Florida.
Did you see that man? I saw a man, just speaking of Florida, I saw a man dressed up as the Grim Reaper to protest
people
shit
too.
On the fucking beaches. Yes, that was in Miami.
Hey, don't surprise me.
Oh, no, hold on. I take that back. It was in Florida. But I feel like shit like that is prone to happen in Miami.
Yeah. Well, no, shit like that. Like they say Miami's not Florida.
It's a
Miami is Miami.
I don't know.
It's like, I think Houston is Houston and not Texas.
Yeah, because I don't know. You do have your occasional cowboy, but they're rich cowboys. They
ain't
got no.
Grown, bitch.
Yeah, these people, they're cowboys who own ranches in another town, but they live in Houston. Because they have a nice
house.
They have a
fucking farm in the outskirts of Houston, but they live in motherfucking River Oaks, bitch.
Yeah. Very basic people.
They sell the HEB. Okay, Sean Scott.
Well, anyway, did you see Mike Pence went to the Mayo Clinic?
I saw him go to the Mayo Clinic, which, please don't say anything about Mayo with the clinic, please.
I won't. I'll leave it alone. I won't even go there.
It's not Mayo.
I know.
It's not a big doctor's office full of Mayo.
To be honest with you, it could have been that to me. It could have been. A fat clinic where they work on mayonnaise and they just figure out what
is mayonnaise an instrument?
Exactly. Figure out if it's an instrument. They see if they can do
textures.
Texture.
All mayo should be cream.
Nasty. Anyway. I don't understand. First off, how do y'all eat mayo? Like just
mayonnaise.
Mayo? Just plain, no flavored mayo? Like Hellman's?
Miracle Whip?
Bitch, Miracle Whip's not mayo. Miracle Whip is Miracle
Whip. People say that, but to me, that's the only mayonnaise I've ever known.
No, but that, see, it's a difference. Have you ever had plain
mayo? I've had plain mayo.
Could you taste the difference?
Yeah, I can taste the difference.
Okay, so bitch, yeah, that's why
I'm not eating. But it's not like, I don't know.
No. Miracle Whip is sweet. I wouldn't make a tuna salad, first off, don't eat tuna salad.
What?
Yeah, no. Keep it. Some people choose to put their taste buds in that pool. I choose to stay away from it. I'm more of a chicken salad type of girl. I don't like anything seafood. I'll eat it from Bucky's. I'll make it
anywhere.
Any place that has chicken salad, as long as it doesn't have raisins or almonds.
That's a white people. Well,
no, I just seen the nigga do that.
Who?
Bitch, somebody I know put grapes inside of a chicken salad once, and it really just blew me like a plate of hot food, ho. I couldn't even deal. But anyway, we didn't got wrapped up in mayo, but we started with Mike Pence.
The Mayo Clinic, girl. It's
anyway,
the Clorox team.
So Mike Pence went to the Mayo Clinic, and he had nobody's mask on. So there's
none.
There's laws. Y'all know this. It's laws all across several states saying that you have to have these masks.
And maybe it wasn't in his state, but either way I go, bitch, you should be fuck protecting yourself. Because if you don't want to have it for yourself, you don't have it for yourself. But bitch, just have some compassion
for other
people, which white people seem to not have the gene sometimes.
That's not all white people. Let's just say Mike Pence.
Y'all already know my star, my asterisk in the corner. Not all white people when I say that. I don't mean all.
Need to put that in the legend. I feel like that has to be.
That should be on every episode.
Might be in our bio from now on.
Yeah. Not star. Not all white people. That's it.
Because, like y'all say, I have white friends. I have a lot of white
friends. I know white people. I grew up in a white. We don't gotta go there.
But
he didn't have on a mask, and his excuse for not having a mask is that he wanted to look mano y mano in those patients' eyes.
Yeah, eye to eye.
And I don't know what mask he's ever seen. I don't know if he saw a Batman mask or like.
I mean, but even Batman's.
You can still.
You can still see, and his mouth is still.
Out.
So I don't know if he was going for like a Bane look, but Bane had a mask. So
I thought you meant Bang like bangs.
like a Chinese Nicki Minaj at the beginning of her career bang?
Ooh, that was a nasty bang. Or like Remy Ma's bang when she was in love with hip hop.
Come on, Domino's bang.
Oh, I hate that.
Everybody,
wig.
Let's go.
Oh god, it was
come
so
on,
bangs,
let's
bad.
Do it. You know that.
And she wore it too, faithfully.
With that little silver strand in the front.
She had it on the promo. Anyway, so he didn't wear the mask, and I'm like, bitch, two Crocs are stupid, and this is y'all's fault, like I say. I ain't even mad. I don't got energy to go in on Mike Pence.
Me either.
Because you do dumb shit all the time, and your nigga do dumb shit all the time. I'm saying your nigga like that's your boyfriend. But it could be, because, bitch, the way he be whipping your ass into shape.
Period.
Be careful. If you don't care about yourself, bitch, care about other people. But if you don't care about yourself, of course you don't care about other people, because that's how entitlement works. But anyway.
Yeah, Mike Pence, go wash your hands, because I'm pretty sure you didn't.
You don't. And go wash your ass, too. And wash your face. Why do you look like a lychee?
That's because he's.
Why do you look like a white ball sack? What is wrong with your face?
He just looks sun-dried.
Like a sun-dried tomato.
Yes.
Like you look like.
A sun-dried potato.
Like a raisin.
Yeah,
like
a white
raisin.
Looks
like. You were like a grape. Have you ever took the skin off a grape?
No, because that's actually, I enjoy the grape without the skin, to be honest.
No, but like, as
it's
a kid.
It's a lot more flavorful.
But no.
Like, I would compare him to the skin that comes off of the grape.
No, I'm not comparing him to the skin that comes off the grape. I'm comparing him to the grape that's skinless.
No, bitch. He's the skin, he's the nasty part. He's the tannin that comes
off
of the grape.
I know what you mean.
The
tannin.
I like
the
flesh. I like the flesh of the grape, but you can keep the outside rough coating that is Mike Pence. So, yeah.
Enough for him. Speaking of politics,
Joe Biden's raking in endorsements left and
I
right.
I see him, girl. He got Hillary, Crooked Hillary.
Crooked Hillary. Rodham. I hate her middle name. It's so unfeminine. Rodham.
Crooked Hillary.
He had Stacey Abrams.
Stacey Abrams. Which,
fucking Nancy Pelosi, the House Speaker, came out in support. I mean, people hate Nancy Pelosi.
They hate her.
To be honest,
and
with
it's funny to
as
me.
As a Democrat, I don't care for her that much.
I don't really care for her either.
I just think if she just, I mean,
she don't sway me.
She her age. If you your age, you your age. I can't help it.
She remind me
like, how old is you? Is you 40 or is you 50?
She remind me of like your neighbor who like is an old white lady who don't really come out too much, but she always like calling the cops.
She's really nice,
but she's a nice woman, but she's protecting shit.
Yeah, she's a very neighborhood watch.
Yeah, like lady. She's a neighbor. Like she want to make sure that she's
right.
She's
gonna have to cuss out.
Yeah, just once. But then when you get her ass together, she gonna like you. She gonna bring cookies.
She cool.
She gonna fuck with you.
She just gotta cuss Nancy Pelosi out one good time.
One good nice time.
But yeah, anyway, he is he's raking up endorsements left and right, and everybody except for P. Diddy seems to be on his board because P. Diddy came out and was basically telling black people something that they needed to hear and that we all need
which
to hear.
Which is true.
You need to make sure that these people are earning your vote. They should not be able just to be like, okay, so black people don't agree with what the Republicans are saying, so we know that's where we're going to go. That's our target demographic. You should not just be bunkered down into in one mindset and only understanding one aspect of things. You got to make sure that you're looking out for your best interest, because at the end of the day, everybody who is voting is voting for their best interest. They
want to
make sure
that
you exactly.
So I don't know. So I understand what he was saying, but I kind of just feel like, okay, first off, you're a day late and a dollar short. Like,
period.
You should have been saying this shit like 9, 10, 12 months ago.
When we had, you know, almost, 13 different candidates running for the primary.
Options.
You had a lot of
you didn't say shit.
You had nothing to say. You know what's fucked up is that y'all all sat on a panel and you preached to the community and was just like, we need to make sure that this is where we're voting. But y'all are telling this to people who are already affluent.
Yeah.
You're telling this to people who probably already get
and
up off their ass and vote.
So kind of, people not gonna like this, but either way you go, bitch, for you, P. Diddy, if Trump or Biden wins, you gonna be all right anyway.
You're fine.
So it really don't matter, number one. Number two, I didn't kind of like his statement somewhat because you said it late, which means to me you were kind of swaying of...
You just
don't just vote for Biden, which I understand. Don't just vote for him, but bitch, we ain't got no choice
at this point.
This is a circumstance that we don't have a fucking choice
at this point.
It's either Biden or it's other. And for me personally,
I'm just gonna go
and the people who are on your fan base, they don't have time for the other option. They don't have.
There's no.
They don't.
Because contrary to popular belief, according to popular belief, shit, voting Green Party is bullshit. You wasting your time.
And that's a... Oh, that fires me. I didn't got fired.
I'm fired up. Let me
because
fix
that's some bullshit. You people be like, well, I don't want to vote for either of them, so I'm just going to vote.
I'm going to do a write-in tip. I'm going to do a write-in ballot. And it's just like, do you know that...
That's why we lost in 2016, is people writing in fucking L and Winnie the Pooh.
Harambe.
Shit like that. Like, come on. This shit is too serious. Like, I don't play with shit like that.
This is just not funny.
I play with a lot
joke.
Of shit, but that is some serious stuff. You can't... But anyway, if I get on my high horse, y'all know how I am. but they also said that he, allegedly, the grapevine is saying that he wants a black running mate. Mm-hmm. And I kind of took that. I don't know how to take that because I think he's kind of like pandering for votes. But at the same time, it would be extremely nice to have a black VP.
I don't give a damn.
Not you, Kamala Harris.
Yeah, not you, Kamala. You got to take a back seat.
Not you, bitch.
Your prosecuting record just shot you with the community.
And I looked into that one day and I was like, bitch.
Yeah. You sending parents to jail for damn truancy and shit.
Yeah,
like, I was rooting for you. I liked your little laugh. And you know what? You know what I really liked about Kamala Harris was that gift that they had. And this is not this is what they say when they say black people vote for simple shit. It's a gift where she's like, she waves somebody's off and then she touches her heart. She goes like the look on her face is so.
Yes,
she goes,
yes. I know what you're talking about.
I love that gift. I love, and you know what? She was very personable to me, which made her an easier pill to swallow rather than having to vote for somebody that I just didn't think that I would see eye to eye with.
She reminded me of a person who, like, she seemed like I got her aura to me was a bit disingenuous. It was something about her was a bit, so I can never really
get into her. She reminds me of like my middle school principal. Like she wanna be cool.
Who, Miss Motherfucking?
No. First off, no.
I thought you were talking about the girl.
I mean that as just like generally. She just reminds me of a middle school
principal. You know, old girl had that cockadoo.
No, I'm not even talking about her. So, ew. She's just generally speaking, she just reminds me of somebody who is, she want to be cool, she want to be down, but she got to be strict because at the end of the day, that's her job.
And I understand.
And I got to understand it, but girl, no, I can't see it for you.
And they were talking about Stacey Abrams. I've done this all day.
Stacey Adams.
Because the nigga in me, Stacey Adams, if y'all know what Stacey, for the white people, Stacey Adams is a shoe company that black people
love. It's a very affluent shoe company.
If you go to church and you got on Stacey Adams, somebody go walk up to you, preferably somebody else, go say, give them some badass shoes.
They'll say ass in church if you got to pay Stacey Adams.
Over. But Stacey Abrams is the governor of...
She was running to be governor of Georgia.
And then Keisha Lance Bottoms, which I love her name.
Keisha Lance Bottoms, I love her.
That's just good
Keisha
for...
Just good for Atlanta.
She's the mayor of Atlanta.
No, she's the mayor of Atlanta. Brian Kemp is the governor.
Got that mixed up.
They say he cheated the people, but I don't know. I can only speak for what the...
But... They say that they, he said he want a black resume. I hope good, bitch. They was also talking about he wants a, if not black, he wants it to be a woman. And he was talking about Elizabeth Warren, which she.
I just don't see, you know what? That combo would just be ridiculous to me. Like, absolutely. I couldn't see it happening. I couldn't literally wrap my mind around seeing this radical, not, I don't even want to call her radical because it's such a negative connotation to the word. Radical, but this very far left woman coming with somebody who is, if not dead in the center, I mean, at least more right leaning, a more moderate type of Democrat.
Exactly,
and she wants
to a hard degree.
Exactly, she wants. She had, and that was one thing that I respected about her campaign is that, well, bitch, at least you running it the way that you see fit. You putting out policies. You're telling people. I mean, you might not be able to tell us how you're gonna pay for them, but shit, as long as you had something to bring to the table, you have an idea.
Because the other option don't got ideas. He just going with the wind.
Exactly.
Anyway,
but and real quick, before we even move off of this subject, because so big ups to Joe Biden, I'm sorry. And if y'all are not voting, you need to get out and vote. I don't give a damn if you vote right, left, blue, red, anything, purple, pink, yellow. It's your choice. I'm not here to preach to you about who to vote for. I'm just telling you what I think and what would change my situation because I'm voting for me. But y'all get out and exercise your right to vote. Every vote counts. Keep every God. Vote matters. Don't let nobody tell you otherwise. But... real quick, I need to step off in some liberal ass real quick.
Is this one for the libtards?
This is for the libtards.
These fucking libtards, they always fucking...
This is for...
I want their fucking freedom.
You want fucking equal rights?
You want your fucking equal rights? You want the fucking gay guys out here?
Gays want to get married? What is this? This is abomination. They took our jobs.
I cheat on my fucking wife all the time, but the gays can't get married. Fuck that, bitch. It's...
Anyway.
Stop, because y'all, I keep going.
Anyway.
Keep going.
Real quick, my liberals. So, I don't know if you saw it, but Chris Hayes from MSNBC came out and he was speaking on some sexual assault allegations that were brought against Joe Biden, which I felt like, you know, Me Too is bad, Corona's here, why not? Let's just go ahead and get it all over.
Not Me Too, Corona.
They're like sisters at this point.
Wow.
Infections you can't get rid of. Because you know what? I want to say that in the beginning, it started off genuine and I can understand hearing women's stories. I have my own personal shit with that. So I can understand wanting to be heard. 1,000,000%. 1,000,000,000%. But what I don't understand is waiting until someone is launching something that's big or is doing something that's about to do something for themselves to where you're like, well, no, because I can't allow them to be in this position of power. When they were fucking over people as the VP, I had nothing to say. But the moment... that they step into an actual presidential position, I'm upset.
Yeah, that could be used on both sides.
So that's not one thing. But y'all do need to step back and listen to these women. No matter if you want to hear their stories, no matter what you think about these women personally, you need to step back and listen to what they have to say because there's allegations that go across the whole spectrum.
Y'all president in office right now had 10 to fucking 15 allegations of sexual assault. And y'all put that under the rug. Y'all didn't sweep it, bitch. You vacuumed it, dumped it under the rug.
Yeah.
So I want to hear, but I kind of don't want to hear that shit that y'all using this against this man right now. And of course he's gonna deny it.
Yeah, I mean,
bitch.
Nobody's gonna come out and say I sexually assaulted
somebody. Right.
Nobody's gonna
be like,
yeah,
you know,
I did.
That's not funny. I was 19. I'm sorry. I was 19 and I just had to get a piece of the puss. I had to do what my president do.
Ooh, give me some of that cooch. Girl, that's exactly what he said.
Sit the fuck down.
Gross. But yeah, y'all need to understand that journalism, that is true journalism, is gonna be against the person that you are riding for every now and then. That's just the way the cookies crumble.
Yeah.
Unless you're Fox News. But anyway, these people are so tired of us talking about them that they released pictures of UFOs.
Pictures of these UFOs. And you know, the conspiracy theorists who are also, I'm on y'all shit list because I talked some of the shit last week about y'all shitty ass conspiracy theories. But this is something I can get into.
Because I don't think it's real. I don't kind of think, I 1,000,000% believe
it's backed by science, not backed by bullshit.
Exactly. Y'all have pictures of it and you hid them from us for years.
And just talk about some. You remember when everybody was supposed to run into
Area 51?
Area 51
wasn't about to go out there and get
you
shot.
You go out there if you feel like it, bitch. They're going to see that pink do-rag and that's the target.
They're going to skip every white face they could have seen. Yes. Every blonde hair, blue-eyed man next to me.
Pink skin, too, bitch. And they're going to go to that pink do-rag.
That pink do-rag with that melanin on them.
I'm not white people right now. That is not nice. I'll be playing with y'all. I'll be so playing.
Y'all, we good people.
Yeah, I do things.
We're really good people. But the UFOs are really good. It's
yeah,
crazy.
They out there. They took the pictures and multiple pictures and had a video and was like, we don't know what this shit. They didn't want to say shit, but we don't know what this shit is.
they had
a video and they didn't want to say shit, but you know, they preached on people. But yeah, they said the UFOs out there, and I said, well, come get me, ho. Bring
Please.
Me to Mars.
Be
and
me
they
up,
got
Scotty.
No coronavirus and no racist ass motherfuckers. I'll go.
Please. If I can go to a racist planet. Restart my fucking credit. Like, maybe credit's not even a thing.
Get off these student loans.
Oh my God.
Woo!
Mars, if y'all are hiring or y'all looking for residents, hit me up.
We can tell y'all, so I'll tell you all the good shit about the world, like the earth.
Honestly, I'll just explain everything black and you'll be excited.
You'll be good to go, bitch.
You'll be excited. I'll bring every Beyonce album I have on CD with a CD player. Hopefully, y'all have. Well, I'll bring batteries and an old school CD player. That way, we can really get into some shit. So,
black people, aliens are probably like black people the way Asian people and Asian look at black people. Like, have you ever seen that video of the black dude who had like a Superman mask on, and it was an Asian couple. They were older. This was like 5 years ago, and they was looking at it. They was like, "Oh shit!" And he took his mask off, and they was like, "Oh my god!" No. I'm just gonna show you that for him because that shit is funny to me.
Oh my god.
Anyway, on to the culture.
Well, on to the culture. Yeah, let's get for the culture out the way.
First off, real quick, I do want to give a shout out to one of my friends from school.
Our friends.
Named Patrice. She opened up a daiquiri shop in the neighborhood at the age of 23. It is hers, not her mama name, like how Sheree House was on The Real Housewives of Atlanta.
You did not have to reach
her. I didn't have to do
she
that.
She needed none of that.
She didn't.
Just like my niece that other day, and I'll never forgive you for
Sheree needed it. But anyway, Patrice opened up the daiquiri shop, and I went the other day when you weren't feeling well because we got drunk
fuck
as fuck on Wednesday.
Fuck off.
You told me you were throwing
fuck
y'all,
off.
We got
finish
drunk
your
Wednesday
story.
Night
fuck
and danced threw up in the
fuck
morning,
off.
So I felt bad for him, and I didn't want to bring him no alcohol.
You didn't feel bad for me. You're a lying sack of shit. Fuck off.
So I went and got me a nice piece of, what was it called? Project X. Whatever the large ounce is. 44, Route 44, whatever the fuck it was. The shit was good. It was big. And I drank, and that was at like 1 o'clock. I drank half of it and went to sleep. Because the shit was hitting. I was like, and I drank it quick. Because, you know, it tastes good.
So
I don't think about it.
Thank you for not bringing me one.
I was drinking that shit, bitch. I was, bitch, the song that had came out was out. And I was dancing and shit.
Not the song that should not be named.
Yeah, the song that should not be named yet. so that came, it was fun. I mean, it was good. So the Daiquiri was good. You should definitely check her out. I know that she's going to have happy hour starting. Because when I, real quick, let me back up. When I went, they only had to go because of the quarantine. Mm-hmm. So I know now they're going to have it where, because it's like a lounge, it's a Daiquiri lounge. So I'm sure they'll have different shit, hookah and shit like that. Mm-hmm. I know their happy hour, she told me, is 4:30 to 6 or 4 to 6:30.
It's 4 to 6:30.
4 to 6:30.
Okay. Monday through Thursday.
Monday through Thursday. Go down there, bitch, get you a nasty piece of Daiquiri, bitch, because you know I'm going to be, it's right across the street from my house, not across the street.
Terrell, these people don't know where you live. So it's located in Rosenberg, Texas.
That's not Rosenberg.
Is that Rosenberg? That's Richmond. Oh, Richmond, Texas.
Crab River Road.
And 760.
By the Shell Station.
Yep, right by the Shell Station.
Go in.
Let's see if I can.
Support a black business, bitch. The last few years, only supporting, but not only, but big supporting black businesses, bitch. We got to keep our people going in businesses. I'm proud of her.
Big shout out to you, Patrice. You
hoes out here can't do it. You can, but you can't because y'all all care about Fashion Nova in the After Hour Club. And
Press On Nails.
And Press On Nails. But, bitch, she was in books and on fucking accounting pages and shit.
What were you doing at my age? Stotting and bopping. What was I doing? Making moves.
And that can be her tagline. Bitch, Patrice, I got you a tagline for your Instagram, girl.
Hit us up. But speaking of George Ranch alumni,
it's
just doing the motherfucking thing.
Mm-hmm.
Darius Anderson, DA, big shout out to you. This is my For the Culture Award. Darius Anderson, if you don't know, now you know, he graduated from George Ranch High School, basically took them to the state championship. I remember correctly, he was drafted number 17 to the Dallas Cowboys. I stand him, but we don't stand the Cowboys. I don't stand the Cowboys because I don't fuck with Jerry Jones. Yeah, hard.
From the back.
Darius, I hope that everything goes according to plan. I hope that everything for you is sprouting and just growing. You're absolutely fantastic. Congratulations. We need more, you know, people. I mean, it's not like, I don't want to say we need more black people in sports because, I mean, we are sports. But, I'm just excited to know. I'm excited to know somebody
who's gotten there, made it
exactly
what they wanted to do.
Because I mean, that's the underclassmen's DA. We had our funny ass DA, and then they had theirs. So yeah, big shout out to DA. Keep it going.
Let me say something, Jerry Jones. Let me break something down for you.
Pay Dak Prescott, pussy.
Pay both them bitches.
Yeah, pay both of my strong black.
Pay both them hoes because. Dak Prescott stand with y'all, which I don't know why.
I don't know.
Because I don't know who else is on the Cowboys other than Dak Prescott and motherfucking finance. Ezekiel Elliott.
Lord have mercy.
Is that his name? Ezekiel.
Yeah. Ezekiel, but.
Ezekiel.
You can call him whatever you want. Oh, I call him Zeke.
So you need to be getting as much black talent on that team as you can, because as you've seen the last fucking 5 years, y'all ain't did jack shit.
Yeah, because Homo Romo, you paid him so much motherfucking money.
Bitch.
For no motherfucking reason.
What did you
reason.
Just say?
But if that, now that's what I mean. Now, if Dak Prescott was a white man who was mediocre, you'd be paying him millions and millions of dollars.
Oodles and noodles and caboodles, bitch.
Now,
all out the coins.
What kills me is that Dak Prescott hasn't missed a practice. Well, he missed one practice, and that was back page news. Nobody even really gave a fuck. But this man has been in every game. Done everything you've asked him to do, and you don't want to pay him? Fuck off. Fuck off, Jerry Jones.
Because those motherfucking niggas should be happy to be on the fucking field. Jerry Jones is the reason why their fucking family got out the fucking hood.
Bye. All right. I need to go shoot up some SOS pads. I'll be right back, y'all.
Okay, we will be back.
All right.
Welcome back to the menu.
So, I can sing, bitch. I should have been singing.
I mean, it's that Clorox teeny girl.
I should have been a singer.
I don't know if it's the you know, it's the Brillo pad getting in your lungs and hitting your throat.
Mm-hmm.
It's clearing all that mucus.
It's that SOS
shit
pad I just shot up.
Yeah, that's.
Yep.
The SOS pad.
That's it. So, what's on the menu this week?
So we're gonna start with TV.
Shit.
Which,
well, so what have you been watching? On TV?
I ain't been watching a whole bunch of nothing.
You just
piece I know. I'm.
Have
horrible.
You so? Have you at least tried to watch The Last Dance?
So I tried. I'll put trying as in me like recording it on my DVR.
That's not trying.
That's not trying.
That's not trying. That's recording. I said that you tried to watch it. Did you press play on anything that you had?
Not yet.
Okay, so you didn't try to watch it. So no, you didn't.
I tried because I pressed the button for DVR.
Anyway. So, it's basic. Do you even know what it's about?
I know the premise is about the fucking, the damn Bulls.
Okay.
The coach of the Bulls thing.
Okay.
And it's like a documentary style. I am. It's a, I don't mean, It's the doc. It's documentary style, so it goes through like Michael Jordan and what's anyway, the one okay, who's married so, to Larsa Pimpin who looked like the ball sack?
Shut up. Anyway, so the docu series follows the last season that Phil Jackson is the coach of the Chicago Bulls, and it's absolutely amazing. And you, it brings up so many different stories. So, like you said, I know the first episode is like Jordan, mostly just Jordan. The second episode is a mixture of Pippen and, well, the first one is like Jordan, the second one is Pippen, third one kind of focuses in on Dennis Rodman,
and Dennis Rodman,
the fourth was kind of about like the rivalry between the Pistons, the Bad Boy Pistons, and the Bulls. So I mean, it so far has been absolutely amazing.
I've seen the promos for them on ESPN and shit like that.
That's really good.
And it looks good, and my mom even told me like it's good, you gotta watch it, and that's why I recorded them. I know it was like a shorter type of series, so like
I mean,
eight to 10 episodes.
Yeah, it's a 10
episode. So I was like, you know, I'll catch up, because I only heard about it until the third episode had came out, and then I was like, okay, I'll record the rest of them. And I'm the type of person who likes to kind of binge watch things.
Yeah, I like to binge
watch. It makes me sit at home.
It don't bother me to wait, though.
The Corona Fest of Streets.
But the best part about it is that, I mean, it dives into Jordan, so you get so much of, like, his backstory, like, where he, like, not even just where he came from. You get his brother's story, about his dad. I mean, they interview so many different people around him. It's
it seems like a very powerful documentary.
I think
I'm definitely going to watch it. And
because,
I
understand Dennis Rodman a lot more than I did.
You know what's funny? I've never really had an issue with Dennis Rodman.
I've never had an issue.
Because also in that, I kind of feel like it's a little bit of mental illness in that.
No.
But he never means any malice to anything that he does.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he just want to be out having fun.
And that's exactly.
Girls just want to have fun. He's one of the girls.
Something funny. Isn't that a Madonna song?
It is.
He dated Madonna.
I know.
And she was the one. She's the reason he's like him.
That he did date. I know he dated Tony.
He didn't date Tony. Tony actually came out and said that we just went to the VMAs together. But Carmen Electra said they fucked all over the show.
Carmen Electra's a nasty bitch.
That's a badass white woman, though.
Bitchy.
And especially in this docuseries, bitch, she looks so fucking good.
She always look good.
Sickening.
That's one white woman who don't age neither.
Sickening.
That's one white woman who do not age.
Sickening.
So go for her. But yes, I definitely will be watching that.
You need to watch it. It's super duper good.
But you know what I won't be watching?
What?
The Rachel Dolezal documentary.
I don't know why. It's actually kind of...
I know why.
It's kind of like interesting-ish. And I don't... Look, I think the producers of that show or that documentary wanted it to... I feel like they wanted it to be more of like, woe is Rachel. Y'all should all care about what Rachel is doing. You should feel bad for this poor woman.
Aww.
But the only person who I had any empathy for was her son. So she has, I don't know, he's a teenage boy. I don't want to put an age on him. He had to be no older than like 13 or 14. And throughout the whole series, because it follows her day-to-day life, like after all that shit dropped. And like her, that one story fucked up so much other shit that was going on in her life. Because her son starts to get bullied at school. And
of course.
See him come back home feeling like, damn. And he says this to the producers, like, damn, I just want her to stop. Like, she's making people so upset. I mean, you understand that you're white, and if you can say it here, why can't you say it to them? Like, they just want an apology. Basically, her 13-year-old son had the consciousness... Is being the parent. He had the consciousness of, like, a 30-year-old man. And it's so sad that you are, like, damn near teaching your mother, who's a grown-ass woman, race relations. Like, it's crazy to me, and it really hurt my heart. But, like I said, that one story fucked up so much other shit, because... In the documentary, you find out that her parents adopted two African kids, right? So, their oldest son, Rachel's oldest brother, was touching or, like, molesting the young girl that they had adopted. Mm-hmm. And the girl had came out years later and was saying, like, this is what happened to me. And had a court case that was going on in the middle of all of that. So, the white people that adopted her, they basically disowned her. Like, no, we're going to stick with our son. Mm-hmm. And the only person who could back her story was Rachel, because Rachel had said the man had did it to her before. Her brother had touched her too. But with that shit coming out, with her saying that she's black, the only reason her parents came out and said that, no, she's a white woman, was because they were in the middle of that fucking...
Of that thing, okay.
So that shoots her credibility. So the girl's fucking case goes to shit. So now she basically loses everything. She loses her case. There's nobody she can talk to make shit look better. So, I mean, that one thing that she did fucked up so many people that are around
her. And I understand it. And, like, I feel bad for her children because the children are the people who really have to deal with shit that don't got shit to do with them.
You eat shit.
You did not choose to have somebody who is inconsiderate to other people that's having backlash against you. And I feel like people shouldn't be... Well, it's kids going to kids. So, I know he's going to school. I was about to say. So, my thing with the Rachel Dolezal thing, which I said this before... I feel like her whole thing about me being black thing, I can understand you. I can understand you identifying with the black culture, but you taking it and wearing it as a
costume, because that's what it looks like.
That's how I feel.
Because that's what it looks like. No, not even feel. That's the truth. Because when you see that woman, you see white skin, black wig, pretty eyes. That's all you see.
And I kind of feel like you was talking about, you know, back in the day she had all this thing about she's so mad she didn't get accepted into HBCU.
She didn't get accepted into Harvard.
She didn't get because this and that.
Because she was white.
You took away, but you was putting on your shit that you was black.
No, she wasn't. Not on that. When that court case came out, she filed a case against Harvard because she said she was being discriminated because she was white.
Oh.
She didn't start putting shit that she was black until, you know, she got older. And she was doing for that NAACP bullshit.
That's what it was. Thank you. I knew it was something. Yes,
that's
there you
what
go.
It was. That's when she started identifying. I knew something.
So yeah, you putting black on shit like that, taking away from other black women who could have had positions and shit like that, and it gets too deep.
It's crazy because it's women with fuck not even wanting to go into it because I feel like that's why this is on. That's why I brought this up because there are so many black women of darker skin tones who are saying the same shit that are not being heard because women like you who look a little bit closer to what people want you to look like.
Took the position for your own benefit. Exactly. And whatever
you had no regard.
No remorse, no regard. That's that entitlement shit. And like I say, I don't feel bad for you. I really don't because I kind of do. I don't at the same time because I think it's some mental illness in between that as well. Because for you to be putting this facade on for so long and get mad at people when they say and they call you on your crock of shit. It's some type of delusion going on in there. And I feel bad for your children. I hope that... If not you, somebody who's around you and your family gives them the proper help that they need because they're going to need it.
Well, no, she's surrounded by enablers. Like, she has...
That's the thing.
I mean, so, she has other black women who are coming around and just like, no, girl, we understand your struggle. And it's just like, you can't... I don't want to pacify the shit that she's doing just to be like, well, you know what? She's doing it and we need to just accept it. We don't have to just accept shit. So that's what I'm pulling away from this is that, girl, do better. Accept that you're white. Step away from the blackness. It's okay to align with the culture and say that you understand our struggle, but you'll never be a part of the struggle. So stop trying to be a part of that.
Well, girl, I kind of don't want to give you a fuck you, but I'm going to give you a slight fuck you. I'm not going to give you a full fuck you and the wrath because I feel like it's mental illness in and I feel bad for your children. And like I say, all the people that's around you, not even just the producing shit, your family, I hope that they have the goal and the do right to kind of get all y'all some help. But it doesn't look like it because they've been letting you run rampant for the last 5-6 years. So I wish you the best, but the absolute worst. Thank you.
And that's all at the same thing. But on a serious note, RIP to Miss Minnie, baby.
RIP Miss Minnie, girl.
Oh my God.
You
run around here telling everybody, you talked about some Miss Minnie, baby. Everybody in Atlanta know that my tagline is Miss Juicy, baby. And you talking about some Miss Minnie, baby. Girl, you out here stealing identities. You're stealing friends. What's next?
You don't know what that line is from. That's from Little Women.
They're derivative of people's women.
But yes. Little Women, LA. I mean, Atlanta. And Miss Minnie was a cast member on that show. You an old bitter bitch. Get some heels. But unfortunately, Miss Minnie was tragically involved in a hit and run. First, it was a hit and run accident, but then we learned that it was a head on collision that was fatal. So, RIP to her. That's sad.
That's absolutely sad.
I know how mama.
You know what? Some of my favorite Minnie moments, one of my favorites is when they're sitting in that club and it's her and her mama and Minnie. And then, yeah, Juicy is sitting across from them.
Yeah.
And she says, I can question her whenever I want to question her. And she said, well, question her again. And she says, I can ask her whatever I want. That girl flipped those chicken wings.
Chicken wings on Juicy.
And she
chicken said, wings
are. Question her again.
Y'all gotta check out that clip.
Question her again. You're gonna have more chicken wings on you.
You gotta, y'all have to look at that clip.
It's absolutely that shit fantastic.
Reality TV gold.
It's gold. It's
that show is reality TV gold. Gold. It will always be the reality TV.
Absolutely looks. Fucking gold. I love, love, love that fucking clip. Speaking of reality TV, what's up with your girl NeNe?
So I don't know what's up with her, but because you, I, okay. Apparently, I don't know. And I'm going to get up. You explain the shit because you know more about that than me. And that's not my girl. I like NeNe.
That's your girl. That's your girl. Don't lie. Don't lie. That's your girl. That's your girl. Shut up.
Like anyway, shit that so she
I'll tell you. I'll tell you what happened. So apparently NeNe was going through it on the season. So I don't know how many people watch Real Housewives of Atlanta. But if y'all have, y'all laced up. So NeNe was going through it with Cynthia because apparently, allegedly, their new friend, Yovana, had a recording of Cynthia talking big, mad shit about NeNe, basically. And she showed the recording to NeNe. So NeNe confronts Cynthia, saying that she has a recording. She doesn't put a name on who gave it to her, knowing that it was Yovana. Mm-hmm. Then Yovana, they get all together. Yovana denies having a recording and denies saying it wasn't her.
It's some messy shit.
It's just messy high school bullshit.
Messy shit.
So now Yovana is saying that she doesn't have anything. All of that is fabricated. NeNe's lying. So NeNe made a whole YouTube video basically saying, y'all, Yovana's a liar. You can't trust her. But this was your friend. You bought on the show.
You bought on the show. And now you got egg on your face. And my thing with that is, NeNe, it's so funny to me that every other time you air out people's mess. But when it comes to Cynthia, because this happened a couple years ago with the, you know what you did, and you know how you are, and she not no saint. So tell us what she do.
Please.
Tell us what she do. You're ever so loud when it comes to everybody else, but when it comes to Cynthia, you don't want to say shit. And that's my issue with you. If you really, and you say you're not the evil person, but bitch, NeNe that I know, if you wanted to vindicate yourself, you would just put it up.
Period.
We'll just put it up. And say, I have it, and it's here.
But you don't want to because you like the press. You like the drama. You like all of that shit.
You're full of shit.
That goes with that.
And another thing, why I got her on the line. Why is it that you all up on Instagram talking big shit? You talking about Candy, talking about Portia, talking about Candy, talking about Phaedra.
You said Candy twice.
Oh, sorry. It's the Clorox teeny. Talking about all these people, but the reunion clip just came out the other day, and you got out and stormed out like you always do, because when it gets hot in the kitchen, and you can't take it, you ganged up on, but you can't take it, and you this big bad bitch.
She just like to throw stones in her hands. That's
so I don't understand, I don't respect that, because the old NeNe bitch would have said in it, but every time somebody come to you with some shit that you did and call you on your shit, you crying wolf, you in the corner crying, oh my god, these girls bully me, these girls do this to me, these girls don't want.
Grow up.
You're somebody's grandma. You pushing 50.
Pushing.
No, bitch, you are 50. I lied.
Not even pushing you.
So you should be worried about AARP and Medicare and Medicaid and shit, bitch. Not fucking going at. How you go at a 35-year-old woman? I don't get it, girl. I'm not interested.
I wish you the best, NeNe, but come on and get this honey.
Do better.
Focus on your single.
Do better.
Speaking of singles. So, music-wise, Babyface is releasing a Mother's Day Live where he's going to play the soundtrack of Waiting to Exhale.
Which I 100% agree.
Everyone falls in love sometimes.
Bitch, had it on a Sunday, bitch. All the mamas going to be there. And you ain't going to be able to go to dinner, bitch. I mean, lunch.
And sometimes
do you know how many Mother's Day brunches is canceled this year?
They about to just have spade games at the house. Same thing like my mom family. They're just going to have a whole big-ass spade.
This shit going to be canceled. All the black mothers ain't going to be the way they paint to brunch.
Exactly.
I'm so this sorry. This is devastation to the nation.
To the nation.
What the hell going on? But you know what I'm going to do for my mama? I'm going to put that on the damn
Surround sound.
I'm coming there with what's she like? Hypnotic. My mama like Hypnotic. She don't like brown.
Incredible Hulk.
Yes, yo. My mama drink that shit. My mama will be in there fighting if she drinks some shit like that. Get her a bottle of Hypnotic. Get her a piece of chocolate.
Okay.
So and lunch.
You know what I'm gonna do? Just fine. I'm gonna do for my mom. I'm gonna see if Erykah Badu and Jill Scott are really gonna do a versus match, because
I think they should.
Floating in the blogs and the Twitter sphere, Miss Jill Scott and none other than the Erykah Badu said that they were going to have a versus battle.
So that's gonna be like some smooth shit.
Oh my god! I mean,
you rare go from, wine.
Let's take a long walk around the park after dark.
And then Erykah Badu gonna play. I guess I'll see you next lifetime.
No hard feelings.
And then Jill Scott gonna play.
Give me another Jill Scott song.
She gonna play, bitch, I know them all. She gonna play, what song did we just do? She gonna say,
we just did Long Walk Around the Park. Come on.
This
come
way. On. Well, I can't remember how that song goes.
Yeah.
But I can do a deep cut.
Give me a deep cut. Give me something.
You can do.
I think it's better that I tell you now.
You can do that one. That's a deep cut, bitch. Now, and you gotta be black and know Jill Scott to know that. I think it's better. That's an interlude, bitch. That ain't number 45 seconds. She sung that whole down. After that is,
you love me, it's special, leave different.
And that's right after that, bitch. That's the Who Is Jill Scott
album. That is such a good album. That was such a good album.
They used to play at the house faithfully, bitch.
Bitch, and that, bitch, and but you still got Erykah giving
who
you.
Who giving
up? Bad lady, you gon' hurt your back, what? Dragging all the bad.
You got all the hits. That's gonna be, and I'll tune in for that one.
They also said Monica and Brandy are doing one.
Girl, that's my nigga calling me.
Girl.
I got a black camera with it. I'm at work, girl.
You a single hoe. Man, I ain't doing shit with home.
That's I'm not.
A trick.
Don't do that. Don't put that on the air like that. Don't tarnish my shit.
I apologize.
But
yeah, Brandy and Monica said that they're doing gas. They could be doing
gas. I'm kind of a little bit interested.
Why? After Monica punched Brandy at the
MTV and her motherfucking shit.
Socked her. Gave her a
bop. Because they have like a weird relationship where like they cool and then they not and they do a song.
And then they cool.
And
they
not.
I don't like Katy Perry. Back to the
Black girls. But my thing is, I'm kind of not interested because in my mind, and you can, everybody can hate and they want to hate. Brandy wins.
Oh, yeah.
Brandy wins.
I want to be down.
Period.
With what you're going through. I don't know, because you still got, it's just one of them days.
You do.
Hey, that I wanna be all alone.
But there's I so remember many. When Brandy and Monica went on tour and Brandy was out singing the fuck out of Monica on all them damn songs they did. So, but that was in like
07. Do you remember when Monica out sang Keisha Cole on her song at the BET Awards?
Ooh, bitch. And I love me some Keisha. Keisha can blow. But Keisha can, don't do that. Keisha can blow. She don't blow no more because
blow
she.
Bubbles.
Balloons. Keisha can sing. Stop that. Keisha with the gap can sing.
Keisha cannot with that gap cannot do what could do what? She could sing at her range. I don't see her hitting no notes. What note have you ever seen?
I ain't gonna do all that. I would say she can sing. I'm saying
you can't sing and your hand it for
me. I think she can sing. But anyway.
And you're hearing it from me.
I think that Brandy will win. Regardless, but that's neither here nor there. At this point, now I'm about to go to you. Have you noticed that Brandy really ain't never really did reality TV?
Oh yeah, she
why is Monica on the fucking the T.I. Hustle?
I don't know. I mean, I told you LaToya Luckett's on there.
Why?
I don't know.
What y'all want to talk about? And the only reason why I know that is because I was on VH1 trying to catch up on TV, and I was watching A Piece of Love and Hip Hop, which I turned that shit off the first commercial that came on because
I'm gonna be going to jail.
Bro, that's the era. But
I'm not pregnant. Who does that?
I don't want Monica.
Who are these girls?
Nobody. Monica, why are you on the T.I. Hustle or whatever the name of that show is that
Family
I don't?
Hustle.
What was I calling
Family
it?
Friends Hustle.
The T.I. Hustle. Yeah. Why are you on there with Shekinah?
And Meek and Tip. I'm talking like that's tiny. And I was hanging out with my friend Shekinah and Meek and Tip in okay. major.
That's good.
That's my
girl, why are you doing that? Monica, put out some music. I don't care about your baby daddy, girl. I don't care.
You know what? Piece of news made me happy. That should not have made me happy. But Stacey Dash is getting a divorce from her white husband.
I don't know who. Oh, okay.
And I was like, divorce that old wicked bitch. I ain't never in my life wanted a white man to get a divorce more than I wanted that one.
See, now this is what happens. Fuck off, Stacey Dash. When you do clownery. And I'm not even cuss out Stacey Dash. She looked like she got enough curses. She looked like she got enough curses going on in her life anyway. Have you looked at her?
She looks like she's the one who started drinking bleach because her skin is fading. You look like you're ashy all the time.
Bitch, you look like Elizabeth Warren, ho.
No, you don't.
Nah, that's giving you
that
too
white
much.
Woman is genuine. You look like
you're
a dingy, dirty raisin turd. That's what I would call you. Dingy, dirty raisin turd.
Stacey Adams, I know. Not Stacey.
You are not. You're gonna get that woman name right.
Stacey Dash, I'm gonna cuss you out one day.
Oh, Stacey Dash,
I'm gonna cuss her out.
Okay, yeah.
But I haven't had a chance to do it yet.
So I'm like, damn, you just.
So I'm gonna get her. I ain't had a chance because you ain't do nothing to piss me off because I get you out of my world. I don't even like to subscribe to you because.
I just saw that. All right. But you know, one of the girls is coming back with a new song. JoJo is hitting the streets with her new song.
And I'm ready.
With Tory Lanez. I'm so ready. That's one white girl I have to stand.
Because she can blow.
Honestly, did you hear her song? She put out a couple of, I want to say it was about a year ago, it was that Say So song.
It's not Say So.
Because if you love me, just say so.
I didn't hear it.
Oh my God, it's so fucking good.
But I know that hoe can.
So fucking good.
I know that she can sing at the end of the day. And I'll buy what, not buy, but I'll stream whatever you sell.
Did y'all remember when she, you are out of line. I remember when she, I was watching her, I think it was Unplugged or some sort of like behind the music type shit. And then she was like, yeah, I was a 15-year-old girl singing songs that were wrote for a 30-year-old woman.
Black woman.
And I'm still singing these hoes down. Christina who? Bitch, quarantine. Let me stop. Quarantine is fucking up a lot of people. Will Jada Pinkett said, I don't even know this nigga who I've been married.
That's
to.
That's what my mama said to my daddy.
Cool.
And my daddy's still
who
working.
Are you?
Who the fuck is who this in my house?
There's That's a stranger in my house.
He gotta go.
It took a while,
but
to figure
girl,
out.
Girl, we don't feel bad. Y'all got a 29 million square foot ass house. You can put. You can do like how Oprah do Stedman and put his ass in the outhouse, not the outhouse.
You're
in the
you are. Done.
I mean the guest house. But it's asking the guest house. You know they said they have an open marriage anyway. I ain't gonna put that out there, but that's what the people were saying.
Well,
everybody heard that, so don't be mad at me.
I don't know.
So y'all be out there do y'all thing, girl. Y'all good.
Anybody the Gag has a new song coming out.
The who?
The Gag.
The Gag, yeah. We'll talk about the Gag later in the
You know what to talk about the
next piece.
The Gag. The Gag. Single.
Which is Keke Palmer, if y'all don't know. Keke Palmer from Victorious.
Oh my. Victorious from True Jackson VP, which is supposed to be getting a reboot.
We're gonna go to that. Well, fuck it.
I'm excited.
We already spilled half the beans.
That's all the beans, bitch.
But yeah, I like the Gag. She got a nice little song. It's like real, like, Forever 21. I got a t-shirt that I'm going out in today, but I'm going to change it to a nice button down in the dressing room.
Okay. You don't cough, bitch. Fuck off.
So, yeah. That...
Shout out to the Gag girl. I'm going to be streaming your new music.
I will as well. It sounds cute. Glasses. I saw a little snippet on the gram.
On the gram.
Thank God for the shade room, right?
Yeah.
If it weren't for the shade room, you girls would...
Some of you girls would not be famous. Majority of you girls would not be famous.
85%.
Oh, shut up. Well, at this point, I'm scrapping the barrel. I don't have
any break. I'm about to go, since we're on the quarantine, I'm about to go sniff some Ajax to get it in my lungs so I can get the coronavirus. Because I just coughed.
That's perfectly fine, because while you're doing that, I'll be in the restroom heating up a nice spoonful of fucking Fabuloso to shoot up. So,
wow, that's a deep turn.
Be our fucking B, guys.
We'll be back.
Hey, y'all. So, this podcast has been sponsored by Cure, where all of the Shady Brunch's graphics and logos have been designed and executed by Cure, a longtime friend and an amazing artist who specializes in most art mediums, anywhere from graffiti to photography, hand lettering to tattoo art and stencils to graphic design. He is a jack of all trades. He does logos, designs t-shirts, and so much more. He's also a shop manager at, please don't kill me for saying this wrong, Virtuoso, VIRTUOSO tattoo in Hearst, Texas. So if you're out that way, definitely stop through and tell them that Dez sent you. For anyone interested in art or need anything done the right way, give at I Am Cure a follow on IG and go support a fellow artist. All right, now let's get into the next thing.
So,
welcome back.
Back at it again with the back at it again.
All right, this is our second segment entitled Summer Savage Playlist. So we literally had to redo, we had to redo our entire episode just to kind of go around everything. Oh, well, at least all the music that
because in the last 48 to 72 hours, fucking seven projects dropped.
And it's been a lot to have to dive into. So I wanted to give this my undivided attention.
Yeah,
this
own segment
could not be a part of the menu.
Nope.
I love the sound of music. It makes me happy, makes me feel good. So yeah. I really want to start off by talking about Little Baby.
The lesser of all.
The lesser
no
of
shame
all.
But shade.
Lil Baby's new album.
Okay.
Well, it's not a new album. So he re-released his album that he released in February, I think. He released it in February. It went number one in February.
And that is crazy to me.
Yeah, went number one on the Billboard, not on the iTunes chart.
Bitch, he's a big bitch.
He went to number one. First number one. It was absolutely amazing. He put out a new project where it's six new songs. So it's like six bonus tracks added to the original. The headline one seems to be, I think it's called...
The one I can think about, I don't know the name of it, but yeah. I can see why that's the main one, because that's the song that I like the most.
So, I don't know, you can't even think of the name
I
of
can't, because, girl.
It's called We Paid, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, yeah, We Paid.
It. It's with 42 Doug on the track. He's featuring. So it's, and it's actually a really, really good song.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever does the production for Lil Baby, hats off to fucking you. You're awesome sauce. I couldn't do it personally. Like, bitch, I can barely... beatbox, let alone put a whole series of beats together. But yeah, the album is absolutely amazing.
The album is good, and like I went somewhere with my cousin and we played the album, and I don't know if this is a good thing or a bad thing, but from the first track to like almost the last track, it kind of sounded like the same, like it was kind of like background music, but it was like hype background music, like Hennessy drinking background music.
If I was Ike Turner, I would slap you across that couch, because that's exactly what Tina told Ike. You know, it's not like it all sounds the same.
Exactly.
It's like... you got your own sound. And she got slapped across that
and look,
brand new furniture.
Come over here, slap me, bitch. But I just feel like it sounded a lot of the same, which is, if it ain't broke, don't break it. So I'm not mad at that. Do what you do, but watch my shoes.
Okay, well, I liked We Paid. That was probably my favorite one.
We Paid.
My favorite one that they added to it. Social Distancing is really good.
Mm-hmm.
I like Lowdown.
Mm-hmm.
Those are probably the three that I really... and Get Money, so four. I enjoyed those four. It was only two that I didn't really care for, and that was Lowdown and Humble. But the other four were really, really good tracks.
I'm proud of him. I like how, like, nigga smoking Hennessy music is taking off.
Nigga smoking Hennessy music.
You know you're going to be in the garage. Nigga's going to be smoking a blunt. Everybody going to be on one blunt, unfortunately. I'm going to be involved in that, but...
With the
girl, period.
I hate this nigga.
And a fifth of Hennessy, everybody gonna drink off the same bottle, and they're gonna have that shit in the background, they're gonna turn up, and then the rich niggas gonna really be having real Hennessy and real weed, and they're gonna turn up too. So it's kind of like you can put together the rich and the poor. See?
Rich unity. Oh, I love it.
Unity.
I love it. Bringing us together over a little bit.
You know, so good for you, little baby. This is my first album I ever listened to you, and I'm not even mad. I'll listen to you again at a party, not in my real car.
Well, the stand in me flipped the fuck out.
For this next one.
And which is... we talked about this last week.
We did? No. Oh, yeah. We talked about this whole thing last week.
But it actually turned out the way that I wanted it to. And that was Miss Nicki Minaj hopping on a track with Dorcha. Love it. Love the track.
So you want me to, once again, you want me to go first? You go first, okay.
Nikki, thank you. Thank you for the substance. Thank you for the bars. Thank you for bringing Dear Old Nikki, Please Call Back. Thank you for bringing the girls with the nails and bamboos.
Ooh, I just needed... little white tees?
Some nudes and bamboos. I needed
white
that girl back.
White girls, Nikki, you can't rules.
I love it. I loved having her back. Like, no. This verse... gave me something to stand for, because you put it on a song that I'm going to listen to. It's not a Meghan Trainor song. It's not a fucking Maroon 5 song. Ooh. It's not fucking Fergie. It's not somebody
that's not a verse you gave to somebody who doesn't,
exactly,
not
who doesn't deserve it. Because Nicki, contrary to popular belief, this bitch has still been rapping. She's still been rapping, period. But you're just giving your features to the wrong
people. To Meghan Trainor.
Exactly. You're giving them to people who...
Ariana Grande, yeah, is your favorite.
I don't know. And y'all,
children. And I know.
Oh. But anyway, the Say So remix came out. The Say So remix came out, and I fucking stan. I already love Doja Cat, so now I have a reason.
Doja!
I have a reason to really, really, truly, truly stan you. So what are your takeaways from this song?
So my thing is, first off, I'm super proud of Nicki, number one, mm-hmm. because... everything gelled together perfectly. Let's go from square one to square B quickly. Okay, first, you open the fucking song, bitch. Bad bitch number one. Open
the
song.
Flip the beat on them.
Flip you the beat should on. Know. I said, okay, that first note, I was like, all right, we here. Then, first verse. Within the verse, change the beat, bitch. The whole beat been flipped on your ass.
That made me sit back.
I said, okay. And that's,
honestly,
and I
sit up.
Yeah, I said, okay. And Lily was like, all right.
Now I'm interested.
So, she went in. Her bars were punctual. She was tactful. Everything made sense. She had punchlines. It wasn't too lengthy. You weren't doing the most. It seemed like you was having fun. Like, and that's what I like to see with you. You having fun, but you fucking the girls up at the same time. Like, this is what I'm talking about. Like, people know.
That's what I'm talking about.
And Des can contest to this, that I go hard on Nicki because I know the potential that Nicki has. Because I contest. Used to be... contest, I was right.
A test. You're close.
A test. Okay, girl. The Corona, the damn Clorox Corona cocktail.
See, look, like, you already on. You gone.
But anyway.
Get him an Uber.
I go in on her because I know the potential that she has. It upsets me when she's kind of lackluster with things. And I feel like nobody in her team sometimes doesn't tell her shit, but whatever.
Nobody's going to tell her anything.
This verse was great.
Absolutely.
The first verse was great. The second verse was great. Two things, kind of a little bit of that I didn't kind of.
There you go.
And one of them was Doja Cat's fault.
Oh, wow.
Doja, I wish you would have came in and not gave the whole thing to Nicki. I think you should have kind of changed your verse, yeah. Or your
a little bit of
chorus.
Maybe added a hook or something.
Something could have been a little altered and not just like, it seemed like you just kind of sent it to Nicki and Nicki sent it back and you put it out. I didn't really care for that, but that was just awful because the other song we're going to talk about came out the day before.
Yeah.
So I ain't even really mad at you on that.
It was a tough cookie to bite into.
Next, the very, very end of the song when Nicki says, with all the silicone in your face, you just full of hate. That real ass can keep your nigga home. And
that's where the silicone.
I love that part. But I think it was ill-fitting for the theme of the song. Now, if that would have been on the song... just the end part, not that whole second verse, just that last two bars, I think it was a bit ill-fitting. But on the other hand, I liked it because it's like a little sting at a nice, sweet song.
And I think that's what
I liked it, but I kind of felt, a little, but the verse is sickening.
The verse is sickening.
I just kind of was like, okay, that was a little, it felt like you kind of like added that at the very, very end. Like before they was like sending out iTunes, you kind of was like, wait. Let me put this in real quick. Ugh. And that's fine. But I just kind of was like, okay.
I enjoyed it from the beginning.
The song, for me, you get 10s. The song was great. Well, you don't get 10s, you get 9s. Because I wish Doja Cat would have changed some of her shit. But for me, the shit was good. It's going to be a summer bop. It's going to be in my playlist. Nicki, I'm proud of you. You did some shit you should have been doing. Nicki Minaj fans, y'all got eggs on y'all faces. Y'all was talking about Doja.
Talking
Cat
all that
last
bullshit
week.
About Doja. And now she didn't get a song with your fave. So
be
back.
Quiet.
Sit back.
Be quiet.
13-year-old white kids.
Oh, and real quick, speaking of y'all fans real quick, mm-hmm. Another thing I don't like about her fan base, they bring other people down while trying to bring Nicki up. Just stream her shit.
Just stream her shit.
You don't gotta be in the comments when the Shade Room promotes Drake's album. You don't gotta be like, well, we not fucking with him. Just stream your fave. Worry about your fave. Stream her shit and let the rest go. It will all fall together.
It has to.
And as an old Nicki Minaj fan, I had to learn that too. And me as a beehive, we don't be worried about other bitches.
Not at all.
We stream the queen.
Whenever she drops something.
Whenever.
I can only focus
she
on
can drop breathing.
And I'm listening to it.
Streamed. Anyway. But yeah, good for Nikki. I love her. See, now y'all write this down. I said very positive things.
For the first time Nikki.
Not the first time. Don't bitch. Let I used to be a stand bitch. Nicki Minaj used to be my background. I used to buy Nicki Minaj fucking notebooks, girl. Stop.
Fuck off. Anyway, the next remix.
Now,
hips TikTok when I dance on that demon time. She might start her OnlyFans. Big B and that B stand for bands. If you want to see some real ass, baby, here's your chance. Bitch, I say left cheek, right cheek, drop a lower than swing. Texas up in this thing, put you up on this game. Right.
Okay.
I'll be parking my frames. Gang, 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 okay. Gang. If you don't jump to put jeans on, baby, you don't feel my pain.
Okay, there you go.
Please don't give me hype. Oh, write my name in ice.
Beyonce went on the Savage, went on the song to make the Savage remix with Megan Thee Stallion. Fantastic. And this blew my socks off.
It was absolutely amazing.
So, my side of the story is...
You first then.
When the day before it came out, I was at Desmond's. We were doing shit or whatever, having meetings or whatever. And I had saw that they were talking about, bitch, Beyonce gonna be on the song, Beyonce gonna be on the song. I'm like, y'all shut the fuck up, because you know she don't like people know her business. Next day, I got a stan who I'm friends with on Instagram who sends me a snippet of the song. Mm-hmm. And it's the part of, if you don't pull your pants up, if you don't jump your jeans on, you don't feel my pain. And I was like, ooh, bitch. But I was like, don't send this to nobody else, because if Beyonce know that this shit's out, she will scrap the whole thing. No, but I'm just saying, she's done it before. When she knows that things are out, she'll kind of retract, because she don't like knowing what the left hand is doing. She don't tell the right hand what the left hand's doing. She don't like it. But that's for real. That's real shit, though. That's not real?
I don't know.
Okay. So... I just was like, just chill out, y'all. Let her put it out. I like her artistry. I like to be surprised. Just put it out. Let her put it out. So she put it out. It was great. It was everything I fucking thought. She opened the song once again. Opened the song. Rapped on the first verse. Gave it to fucking...
Megan.
And she redid the whole song. The whole song different. Beat... Melody.
Well, the beat's the same.
Bagger, but it's different.
Oh, yeah, it's a different arrangement.
It's a different arrangement. So it's changed, and it's like, this is a real remix. Because in the 2000s, bitch, you just didn't hop on a song and it was a remix.
It was just a remix.
You changed the song.
Yeah, no, I watched her, and she had an interview with Ebro on Beats Music. And she kind of explained how the song came into fruition. And she actually said not Beyonce's team, but the Rock Nation actually reached out to her and was just like, hey, girl, so Beyonce wants to get on the Savage remix. And she was just like, shut the fuck up. And she was just like, no, she wants to do it. She sends the beat off to Beyonce. She does her part on it. And then she did her part first. Mm-hmm. She redid the verse, sent it back to Beyonce, and she got the music back. She goes, she didn't even tell her friends. She tried to keep it as low as possible. So I stand, and but to be from Houston and see two Houstonians, two Houston hotties, two of those bitches getting up there and showing y'all how to be those bitches, that's all I need. That's all I need. And I'm surprised that Beyonce didn't have a day in Houston prior to this song being released.
I'm surprised she didn't either.
Like, bitch, she don't have the key to the city. She ain't able to walk inside of any motherfucking hood restaurant and say... Just walk in and be like,
no, okay, she can't do that.
Beyonce's here.
She will do that.
Exactly.
She might not got the key, but let her walk into any Red Lobster, bitch. It's over.
And that was everything I needed. Thank you, Beyonce. Thank you, Megan. The stand in me was doing backflips in my motherfucking living room. I actually shed one tear.
Girl, I closed my laptop.
I cried.
I closed my laptop. When she opened the song...
Queen bee,
that's what I'm with. You don't gotta go to front of that. She did that. Do it again.
Queen bee,
the laptop went down. The whole thing went down.
Queen bee,
girl, not opening a song that's not even yours. And then closing it.
Bougie, bon appetit.
Girl, I was through. And I'm surprised.
She's a treat.
I know 1305. That's not the name again.
You are never gonna get this right. And I'm just done correcting.
What's the name of it though? 1501. 1502. Okay.
You was gonna get it one day.
1501, I know they probably like, okay, we kind of didn't want this to happen because I know they know in their heart that that bitch about to go to Rock Nation after this.
They know. They whatever y'all had, yeah, it's done.
But I think they was like, bitch, let's get this coin. Let's get this last piece of coin. No.
Y'all don't even get to, I mean, y'all get a piece of the coin.
But get a piece of the coin, yeah.
You are going to lose that. That girl is gone.
Yeah, she gone.
And y'all talk. She gone. Y'all blew all that big shit. And for now, nothing. This girl is gone.
She gone. Like, okay. Good for Megan, bye, bitch. Laughing in their face. Like I said last week, they got egg in their face and you still winning. Once again, another week, you're still winning. Still. Shout out to Beyonce for letting the girls, extending the hands to the new girls.
Please and thank you. Oh my God, I needed this. I legit needed this. I'm so happy.
And that's going to be played at every pool party that I have a be at.
So, this is not a plug, but it's a plug. My birthday's coming up. Invites will be going out. It's going to be a savage summer-themed birthday party.
So we got to just like...
So, dress... Mitch, dress like you think Megan Thee Stallion.
No, not just on the read. That's bullshit.
I want y'all. This is, it's a hottie party, so I need y'all to be dressed like hotties. So, invites will be going out soon. It's not a plug, but it's a plug. Anyway, speaking of new music that dropped, probably the biggest...
The shit that biggest drop for me.
Of that entire night was Drake dropping the Dark Lane demo tapes, which...
Sidebar.
It's so good.
The girls were saying...
Oh my God, that album's so good.
The Nicki stans were saying, Drake dropped this shit because he didn't want Nicki to win, and...
Thank you, girls. I don't care.
Stop. And the album is good. You cannot deny that the album is good.
I don't care.
That's what I'm just saying, the album is good. It is super good.
The album is almost too good to be true. I mean, so it's basically a compilation of fucking music that he had released on his Instagram Live, as well as different, like, some songs that have been leaked on SoundCloud.
Yeah.
So, I mean, some of the songs I had heard before.
Some of them I've heard as
but
well.
He also threw in, like, new songs that I hadn't. So, just to go through a few of my favorites, because this is really where I wanted to stop and get into everything, was just the tracks on here. Deep Pockets, oh my God. The first song on the album.
Oh, yeah, Deep Pockets, yeah. Oh, that's so when I was good. Like, oh.
So good. It reminds me of The Ride with The Weeknd. The Ride.
Yeah.
I loved it.
It seems like a lot of this album was produced by, like, The Weeknd or, like, Party Next Door or OVO.
40.
Forty did most of the production.
It
sounds like it.
Yeah, this nigga said early 20s, but I don't. But I want 50s, 100, no pennies. I need plenty. Got me ready to flip a F like Fendi. What?
Yeah, he. What? The first song I was like, okay, bitch, this is, and I like the beat. I like the 808s on that song. I like
it's
that.
It's so good.
It's really good.
So good. So fucking good. So I mean, that was just the first one. When to say I love. Anything that is a song cry sample. Any beat that is a song
that
cry
is
sample
song, yeah.
is so fucking good. I just love the background when they have the girl yelling in the background. Yeah. The dude yelling in the background. So good.
Yeah.
Love it. In that song, he addresses his baby mama. Says, my baby mama was a fluke, but I love her for who she is. So.
Yeah, you got to.
Got to. I mean, you fall in love with a porn star, then what else are you supposed to do?
What a bad nose.
What are some of your favorite songs?
My favorite songs, Chicago Freestyle.
I heard that song.
That is my shit. Oh my God. Know why? It's because, so at first on the background, I thought that was Sampha.
Everybody.
I thought it was Sampha. And so I looked at the credit and I was like, oh, I've never heard of this artist before. I've never heard of him.
Yeah.
And his voice is so, like,
sultry.
Sultry, like in the background. The beat is like, it's very smooth. I love it. That one, Desires. With Future, because love to hit a Future love to hit a little note.
He loves to hit a note.
I fuck with that. Time Flies. That's one of my favorite songs too. D4L, of course, that's the hype song on the album.
Yes, you have to have one.
So of course,
this one.
Demons is like the.
It's the New York vibe.
Yeah. Demons.
And it has that Pop Smoke in the background.
Yeah, that's what I said. I said, was this produced by Pop Smoke before he left?
Not left.
Because this is very Pop Smoke.
Just to even back up, but that Chicago Freestyle, first time I heard it, I was at my job. And the DJ, shout out to DJ Mr. Ease, he played it, and I was like, what the fuck is this?
Oh,
like,
so it was just like a little had been out.
Yeah, it had been out. It had been out. And he was playing it, and I was just like, I have never heard this song before. Googled it, found it on SoundCloud. I've been jamming.
Really? So that's good. One of the songs. Some of the other ones I heard before.
Big shout out to Interlude DJs. DJ Mr. East is absolutely amazing. Shout out to you, boy.
But that one I hadn't heard. I wish I would have, because that is one of my favorite songs on the album.
So the guy that you were talking about, his name is, I think it's Givon. He's featured on the track. Yeah. He's from Long Beach. He's in his own little lane of R&B.
Yeah.
He has, with his singer baritone style of singing and lyrics telling stories of real life experiences we can all relate to. This is like contemporary R&B.
Yeah, I looked him up and I saved his album R&B. Or his EP that he had on the album. Listen to it yet, because yeah, shit just came
take
out.
Take time. It's, oh, so good.
But I'm like, I feel like I'm going to fuck with you, because he's giving me like Sampha. It's a dude named Moses. He's giving me that like
soulful.
Yeah, I love it. I love his voice.
It's very soulful. Great. Absolutely adored that. Next to You, did you like that track with Chris Brown? I mean, everybody was super hype about it, but it's just not. The reason I like it so much, because I do like the song. I like it a lot. I like it that it's not too much Chris Brown.
It's not.
It's more. It's not like No Guidance, where it's like half Drake, half Chris Brown. And I love that song, but I don't want another No Guidance. I want it to be completely different.
I think that's to what me, the song was. I thought Chris Brown was like playing like the. Not no shade with this, like the B character singer. Backing Drake up on the vocals, that's so crazy to say this. Like, how Chris Brown backing Drake up on
because
vocals?
Because Drake doesn't have vocals. He doesn't have vocals that can sustain
a
track.
It fit well. Drake singing, and if you isolate everything, you can hear Chris Brown behind Drake on a lot of those vocals. And I was like, bitch, go ahead, Chris Brown, bitch. I liked it, and it gave me a little, you know, something to listen to for Chris Brown, because I don't usually listen to his things. No shade again. I just usually don't listen to his songs no more, but it fit very well.
And then you got you said Desires. Katie, Bitches and Kedges is losing their mind right now.
Dude, did you see Spencer?
Shout out to Spencer Shepherd.
Spencer put on fucking Twitter. He said, Drake is, what did he say? He said,
I'm about to go read it so I don't misquote this old raggedy ass man.
Raggedy ass.
He's so, Spencer is stupid.
And I favored it too.
He is funny as hell.
If you don't find it, I favored it.
Drake has helped Katy solidify its status as the best Houston suburb.
That nigga said.
Wait, you other suburbs could never.
Period.
In parentheses, especially Cypress. He had no business to dig on Cypress like that.
Yeah.
He used to work there. Yeah. That was your space. Yeah. Stop playing.
And it's like, Katy, Texas, Dallas, Texas. And now that I listen to that song, you know what the song's pretty much about, right? Him, like, saying, I'm going to put you
away. Because you're ambitious. Yeah. You want to go do big shit in your life, and I need you to be right here playing number two. I need you to be the background of my foreground.
You're finna be in the suburbs, bitch. You're not finna be out here in the streets.
Not doing nothing else. But that was one of the songs that leaked on SoundCloud.
Mm-hmm.
So he teased it on Future's IG story in August. And in December of 2019, so you heard two different snippets of it.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, I just get such like a Houston vibe from
me too.
It's so,
I say,
like,
Drake 40, love him some Houston.
40 is back on his shit as usual in the booth, fucking it up. Fuck the Drake, beat on that song is so fucking good.
It's crazy.
So and fucking
like I say,
good.
Drake gonna rep Houston. Drake gonna rep Jamaica,
Houston,
Canada, LA.
That's it.
Maybe a little bit of New York. Piece of New York. But Houston top three.
Top three. And it's not number three. It's not number three. Speaking of, he had a lot of good producers on this album. And a breakthrough star that he had was the Turkish guy, OZ, that he had on Time Flies. So he worked with Travis Scott on Days Before Rodeo. He worked on the Views album.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
You should know him, even just not even from though. He worked on Sicko Mode and on Highest in the Room, which both went number one.
Makes. Hits that stick like that motherfucker.
So he made those two songs. Both of those were number one, but they were a collaboration album. Time Flies, but 2C Slide, he produced that beat as well. And that was his first time going number one solo. So that, I feel like, I mean, you just steady bringing people with you.
Yeah.
Steady bringing people with you. Yeah. New people that I would have never known who this boy was.
You know what's funny? Until this album, people gonna look at me funny. Until this, mixtape. I had never listened to 2C Slide all the way through.
Me either. I wouldn't listen to it. I just thought it was a cute little song.
Yeah, and actually the song
is
actually good.
Bitch, I like Time Flies a lot, though.
I like Time Flies a lot.
I would say, when you was with me, I felt like when you was with me, I felt like I love you too much to change you. You believe in your angles more than angels.
Yeah.
Some of you hoes. Some of you fucking hoes. You don't like Landon. You don't. You like to skip.
I don't like it. I don't like it. I just skip it to go to what's next after that.
D4L.
That's why. And I said that earlier. That
he is just talked. Landon is basically him just blowing his shit.
Yeah, I don't think it's a bad song.
Cartier Pins doesn't. I wrote that Cartier Pins. Sound different.
Yeah, I just want to go to D4L because I want to be a hype beast. And
absolutely. Yeah, D4L is super hype. Super hype. I mean, I just I love
that's future. A perfect combo.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's a perfect combo coming
so
together.
So fucking that beat. Good. So fucking. Now we get to the trap shit. Because everything else, after almost that, everything else.
Trap until the last two songs, or last yeah, song, pretty
probably
much.
Probably the last song. Which is fucking War. But War is the last song, and it's not even like that sad of a song. It's a lot slower. Pain 1993 is where it goes back to being sad.
So I like that song.
Don't. I like, I like Drake.
That's what I'm about
and
to
now
say.
Turn it off.
I don't like who's
Playboy
on
Cardi.
Playboy Cardi. I don't like his verse. I don't know why yet. I just don't care for it. Every
why
time
he
comes on,
here?
I turn it.
Why was he at this party? He doesn't even go here.
Don't go here. And it's not like it's. I still don't think the verse is bad, but just in my mind, I've noticed every time that song come on, and it goes to his part, I skip it.
I'm able to turn it off because I don't want to hear it.
Yeah, so
I don't want to fucking hear it.
That was kind of a little misplaced to me, but you gotta give it the kids. It's not like a kid song to me.
So the song that knocked Savage from number one to number two as soon as midnight hit or 11:01 our time was Losses, and to be honest with you, I can see it. It's such a good song.
Losses is a good song. Losses is gonna be on the radio.
Oh yeah, of course it is.
Losses.
I mean,
gonna be
I like the way
radio.
That it starts because his daddy's at the beginning of it. That boy said, "I started writing this song about family." And if you feel any kind
Joe
of
Daddy
way,
is everybody's
uncle.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
He's everybody's uncle.
Oh, yeah. So, like I said, I was on the music page at 11 o'clock, and I saw Savage go to number two on the Hot Tracks right when this came out. This is another little late-night cognac anthem.
The whole album, to me, is a late-night. Even the hype shit, to me, is kind of just like a break in between the soothing shit. Like, it's a Party Next Door. Like, it reminds me of Party Next Door. Well, Party Next Door reminds me of Drake, because Drake came first, but... It, all that together to me is like...
You want to hear my Instagram capture from that song?
Oh, go ahead. You better get it before everybody else
does. Oh, yeah. I'm going to say it, but I'm going to post it as soon as we're done. even when being real is out of fashion, niggas keep stealing my style. Now we out here matching.
Do it.
Love it. Even when being real is out of
fashion. Do it with a good outfit. Do it on a brunch day.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be definitely a Sunday.
Do it on a brunch
day. I'm going to be fucking gorgeous. It might be on this event I'm coming. I'm going to pretty soon. So look out for that caption. Make sure you double tap that picture, baby. So then you got From Florida With Love. Gave me Lil Wayne vibes all the way through.
Yes.
Gave me Lil Wayne vibes.
Now I'm thinking about it. Yes.
Gave me Lil Wayne vibes all the way through. Especially when he gets towards the end and he starts repeating himself. Sounds just like Wayne.
I wish Lil Wayne would have hit a verse on one of these songs.
Oh, yeah. Any one of them. But you know, I'll get to that in a little bit. But yeah, that, oh my God. Loved it. It sounded really good. Like I said, rest in peace, Static Shock, Static Major, as well as, not Static Shock.
I'm like, who?
Static Major.
Like,
and
who's that?
Fucking Kobe Bryant. So he brings up, in this song, he brings up a story where Lil Wayne played Lollipop for them all on the tour bus for the first time. They actually talked about that on Young Money Radio, which I'm going to talk about in a little bit as well. And then they finish off with Demons, which, like we said, is the party vibe. I want to say it's like a tribute to Pop Smoke because
it basically has
that Pop Smoke.
It had to be.
It has that Pop Smoke
beat
in the background. So it was really good. It was really, really good. I mean, that whole body of work, just like Beyonce saying, people are not putting out bodies of work.
And you can say what the fuck you want to say about Drake, but that bitch put out music that hits.
Every
you
time.
Can say what you want.
Every time.
You can say it's all the same. You can say
he's singing.
You
can say whatever you want.
That anytime he put out an album, he's on that legendary status now.
Absolutely.
But when he put some shit out, you gonna hear it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So that is really good. So he actually went on to Young Money Radio and spoke with Lil Wayne. Because, you know, that launched last week.
Mm-hmm.
They had, on last week's episode, I know they had like a bunch of different football players on because they were doing that draft-a-thon type deal. But this week, he had a couple of different people on. He started off with Stephen A. Lil Wayne interviewed him and they basically talked about the coronavirus and the effects that it had on the NBA. Stephen A. got on and said he's hopeful that they're supposed to be like that there will be a NBA finals. Like they're probably going to start. It's probably going to happen sometime in late July, and he's excited about that. And then they talked about draft picks. But I mean, I'm excited for the NBA to start just so that
I
have something to watch.
Any piece of sport to start.
Anything.
I mean, it could be about the fucking NASCAR, and I'd be sitting there like, okay, go around that bitch. I need something.
Please. Please, as long as you're not saying nigger in it.
Oh, Lord.
They also talked about The Last Dance like we did. Stephen A. is on the side of Michael Jordan saying he's the best that ever done it.
How is that even?
I mean, somebody's the LeBron fans. Oh, he said that he's the best that ever done it. They also talked about Ken Burns. I think he worked with Michael Jordan back then. He said that he hasn't watched the docuseries, but he has so much to say about it because I saw a piece from him. And I think it was an opinion piece in the Washington Post that was basically saying, I didn't watch it, but because Jordan has the final say-so and everything, like, I don't want to watch it because it's probably not genuine.
I can understand that.
Yeah, but I mean, but you would have to watch it to see because there's so many stories. Like, they talk about when Dennis Rodman needed his vacation. He was supposed to be gone for 48 hours and was gone for fucking forever. They talk about Scottie Pippen not getting paid and Jordan basically calling Scottie selfish in the middle of it, and Scottie sees Jordan call himself. Yeah. So it wasn't really much of, like, I'm going to talk shit behind your back and I'm going to throw it in.
No, I don't think it's like that, but I kind of understand what he's saying. Like, you know, I lived it, bitch. I don't need to watch it.
Did you know that Stephen A. was on General Hospital?
I did not, because I don't watch General Hospital. My mama would.
He's on General Hospital.
She used to record that shit. I had a whipping one day about that when I was a kid.
He's on General Hospital. I don't even want to get into that ass whooping that you got.
Remember you got VHS tapes?
Yep. You pressed it and you got your ass whooped. I know you did. After Stephen A, he talks to DJ Khaled. DJ Khaled comes on. He says he has a new album coming out. Yeah, don't know if I'm ready for that steaming compilation of random people on songs.
He gonna put
Justin Bieber, Cardi B,
Playboy Cardi B, Yolanda Adams, and the dude from The Fray. There you go.
Yeah, and that's gonna be one song.
It's gonna be one song, and then after that, he gonna put Jay-Z, J. Cole,
the Clark Sisters. And he's gonna get a long lost track from Michael Jackson, and it's gonna be Chance the Rapper. It's gonna be an uplifting song.
And then lastly, it's gonna be Meek Mill, The City Girls, and Whitney Houston.
Yeah, that's gonna be the bop.
Yeah,
that's gonna be the one.
Whitney Houston doing the chorus.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And then Meek Mill start off loud first.
It's kind of like when he had old girl who sings After the Pain or No Pain No Gain on Holy Key.
Holy Key.
I hate it.
You slut that little song.
I never played that song. What's her name? Don't try me. I can't think of the name. I know. It's only because. Shut up. But anyway, he has a new album coming out. He also has a 3-month-old.
Yeah, he had a baby recently.
Yeah, his name is.
She had a baby.
Yeah. His name is Alam. You know, when he was on the show, Lil Wayne, they brought up his wife, Nicole. And Wayne was like, when I first saw y'all together, I was like, is that his wife? And he was like, yeah, he was talking to Mac Man. He was like, yeah, that's his wife. He was like, well, shit, she all up on him. So he said that she was working so hard with Khaled that he thought that was his assistant. Like, she's wiping him down after he gets upset. They have a very tight-knit relationship.
DJ Khaled, you better not shoot that girl. That girl is too good to you.
Khaled is too. Nah.
He's like a Khaled's nice guy, man. But you guys can't put shit past nobody.
Nah, not him. So they also talked about this all-in challenge that all the celebrities are doing. It was started by Michael Wilburn. So each celebrity is offering a different kind of like deal or like a sweepstakes, like a win. So I know with Khaled, he's offering a jet ski experience where he takes people out on jet skis with him and they take them out to dinner. I think it's all for Corona relief. Drake is offering a flight on Air Drake and a concert. You can go to a concert with him. Tom Brady is giving out his very first jersey from his first game in Tampa.
That shit crazy. We haven't talked about that. We don't leave that.
Kevin Hart is offering a role in a movie with him and your own trailer and an assistant.
I did see that. He made a post about that.
I mean, that's an incentive to get out and support. You know, Corona relief. So,
what do you gotta do to do it? Like, what do you gotta do?
I don't know. I didn't look that deep into it because you know, I'm not.
I just want to make sure y'all not take these people money.
Yeah, I seriously doubt that.
I hope not, but you. Girl, you didn't see that shit on Instagram.
You are such a fucking skeptic.
No, I'm just saying. I'm just saying because I want to know.
About that little white boy?
I want to know how you get in it. That's all I was saying. I just want to know how you get in
it. I'll Google it and then I'll post it on the page, guys. Just in case y'all are interested in being all in with them, which is really good. Like I said, he has a new album coming out. They also talked about the time where they were doing We're Taking Over. You remember that? We're taking over.
Oh, bitch. Dude, that's a good little song. Bitch, it was like 20 people on that song.
So, they said, Kelly was basically bringing up a situation where they were in the studio together, and Wayne did almost 20 verses for other songs, still did We Taking Over, left, and then went and did songs for his album. And I was just like, the work ethic on this man, I fucking need it. I fucking need it. So also on Young Money Radio, he had on Jalen Hurst. You know, he was in his Lil Wayne, like, I don't want to say a Lil Wayne league, but it's like a little football league that was started by Lil Wayne out in New Orleans. Shout out to him for doing that. So he talks to him about being drafted to the Philadelphia Eagles and discusses the rare breed hashtag that he uses all the time. They basically had like a, all right, nigga, welcome to the game.
Yeah.
This is not what you need to do, but we know why you're here, so now you just need to focus, basically. Mm-hmm. It's like a more mentoring type thing. Did you know that Shaq was a DJ?
No, but...
Okay, so yeah. Something new I learned. Yo. Shaq is a DJ.
Shaq wear 50,000 hats.
Shaq is a DJ. So he's been DJing since the 80s. Which is something I did not know. Fun fact, been DJing since the 80s.
I'm gonna have to look at that. I ain't never heard no shit.
Been DJing since the 80s. He's done songs with Pharrell, Redman, Ice Cube, Jay-Z, and Biggie.
I gotta look into that. I ain't never heard no shit like this in my whole fucking life.
He did. I looked it up. He did. Google it for yourself, honey. But he went platinum. He went platinum. Shaq has went platinum. Some of you girls have not went platinum.
Oh, yeah.
But Shaq has done it. Shaq has went fucking platinum. But anyway, he also, speaking of Shaq, he also has a reality TV show coming out pretty soon. But it's going to be following his DJ and acting work. So we're going to get to see Shaq as a DJ. So he was on the show talking to Wayne about, you know, his favorite tracks on his albums and shit like that. And they were reminiscing. And all of that type of shit. But basically, what I pulled from that is that Shaq was a DJ.
Shaq, get your fucking money, bitch. You got 10 kids. Get your money. I ain't even mad at you. I ain't got nothing bad to say, girl. Get your fucking money. Get your money. I don't got nothing to say. I love it. Get your money, girl.
I love it.
Get it.
But that all wraps back up. So he wrapped up the show.
This is a long ass show. Yeah, girl.
He wrapped up with God the show. Damn. No, that was it.
No, I'm just saying, like, God, like, no. Was this on like one show?
It's a 2-hour show.
God damn.
And then he takes. No, but I mean, the interviews aren't that long.
No, I'm just saying, like, just to have that many people on a fucking show. I couldn't imagine. Crazy.
I don't want to talk to you for no much longer.
That's so a lot of people. That's like what? That was like 12 people on the show.
I am like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And then before that, like I said, he had a panel on. So.
Star power.
He wraps it up with talking to Drake. They talk about Drake's baby.
Mm-hmm. I see that part.
Yeah, Drake talks about how he released the pictures because he's ready to go out with his son. He wants everybody to feel normal around him. Yeah. Which I feel like,
hey, he should have the right to do that.
If you didn't want to share your baby until that nigga was damn near 10, I would have been fine.
That's your prerogative.
People in this world are rude, nasty, and disgusting. Mean. They're horrible people.
So I'm not mad at him about that at all. Yeah. And then when the man put the picture, y'all still was talking about the man baby. So,
like, what did y'all want that man baby to look like?
We said like, that last the week before last.
He was light skinned with good hair, pretty blue eyes.
The mom is white and Drake is half white.
She wanted him to look like Kuta fucking Kinte.
I don't know what they wanted.
I don't understand.
I don't know what they wanted. I don't know.
Him and Wayne talked about getting into the studio pretty soon to put out another track. You know, they said they're both perfectionists. It has to be the perfect track. Blah, 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 blah. Fucking blah. But... please, y'all, put something out. They also talked about Drake's dad, which, you know, I love.
He's the best.
He's so fucking funny.
Everybody's uncle.
Everybody's
funny uncle. With that, we for the first time.
With that motherfucking mustache.
Got to.
Big shout out to him.
Dressed like a pimp.
But that's it for the menu, y'all. Y'all go out and get y'all summer playlist together. Also, y'all, I'm starting keto again, so pray for me. Pray for me, genuinely. I said that because I'm putting together a workout playlist, but pray for me, genuinely, because I think I might fucking lose my mind.
Girl, good
but luck. We'll be right back with the wrap-up of the show.
All right, we'll be back.
Bye.
All right. So we're going to wrap this bitch up. I feel like I've been here all fucking night or day. Like, night and day.
It actually feels like it's been 2 days.
I know, right?
2 to 3.
Yeah.
So, let's get this over.
Let's get it done. So, for me today, to end it off, on Y'all Gotta Know, 2 things. Y'all gotta know, because I'm going to keep it short, because I know last week I probably told y'all up. First, just because they reopening shit don't mean you gotta go. Just because they got hair salons and bitch the beauty shit and the haircuts and the restaurant, you don't gotta go. Just because they reopen it don't mean coronavirus is over. I hope y'all know that, right? Like, we are at a plateau. We have not gone down. We're just staying steady. So that does not mean let your fucking guard down and be out here. Do not take care. And if you do go out, please have a fucking mask on, dude. It don't hurt. Like, I asked somebody the other day, what does it hurt to fucking put a mask on when you're at the fucking Walmart, bro? I just think it's better safe than sorry with certain things, but hey, everybody got their own opinion, whatever. My thing is, bitch, if you don't gotta go out, you ain't gotta go out. Stay your ass at home. Let's get this shit over with. Like, let's rip the band-aid off and get this shit done. The more people take it serious, the faster this shit gonna be done. But people wanna do what they want, we gonna be this bitch dealing with this until Christmas.
Not Christmas.
Christmas.
Not Christmas.
At this point.
Not Christmas.
So, that's it for me. Stay safe. Wash your fucking hands and wash your ass. If you don't know, now you know. That's it for me.
Well, this week's champagne toast is going to be very simple. And it's just to copy what Terrell said. And that's y'all take care of yourselves. We all have to step back and make sure that our health is our top priority. Because we are the gatekeepers to our own, you know, demise. So, I'm tired, y'all, and I really don't have much else to say, so...
Yeah, pretty much check in with yourself. Mental health, physical health. Check in with your grandma, your mama, your daddy. Don't be selfish. Shit like that. Shit y'all should know, but it don't seem like y'all know, but you should know.
Heavy on it.
And secondly, I don't know if we mentioned this earlier, but Judge Judy did not die.
She did not die.
So, just to get
so
that
sorry. Together. I was misfed information. So, yeah, Judge Judy's not dead. Take care of yourselves. And
okay, so follow us. V.ShadyBrunch. At Instagram.
On Instagram. Mine is relax.des. Ooh, sorry.
Mine is @Terrell, AYEE _ Terrell. Like and subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Leave a rating if you could. If you like us a lot, leave us that 5-star. That will mean a whole bunch, bitch. So we can start getting a coin.
Please and gracias.
You know, and start doing some big shit, you know.
Big shit, shit bopping, big shit, and little shit, stopping.
Hey, okay, yeah. All right. So, okay, that's it for us this week. Take care of yourself, and we'll see y'all next time.
Cheers.
Bye.
Bye.